On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Victoria, 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 Victoria.
Hey, 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 it's Tory Day. I don't know what day it is, but it's Tory Day.
Whatever.
Whatever. Here she is.
Here I is.
She just arrived. Pleasure to have you here, young Torrance.
Why, thank you, Ronaldo.
I feel like I should be doing a magic trick.
They're making macaroni.
Doing a magic trick or make a macaroni.
Yeah, with lots of marinara sauce.
Very, very similar.
Yeah, same thing.
Man, I'm addicted to pasta.
And I'm in a bad mood.
Okay, I'm addicted to pasta and I'm in a bad mood.
I always say that, don't I?
You're saying things that aren't connecting at all today.
Yeah, well, that's going to happen, so.
Okay.
Hold on tight, people. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Where'd you hear that?
It's all about Eve. That's Betty Davis. I know I'm quoting it wrong. Yeah. Buckle your seatbelts, everyone. It's going to be a bumpy night. Or something. She has that weird accent.
It's not really. Opening to the show.
Oh, yeah. I think Betty Davis did that.
She had eyes. Betty Davis eyes.
Yes. Somebody said that.
Kim Carn?
Yeah, her.
Yeah, yeah. See, I know something.
Well, we're really bebopping and scatting all over the place here.
Yes, we are. We're springing up all kinds of songs that nobody hears anymore.
And topics.
Yeah, right.
From spaghetti to bad moods to Betty Davis.
Man.
Wow, 10 minutes from now, you won't even know who you're talking to.
And not spending more than 2 seconds on any subject.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah, right.
It's can't offend anyone too quickly because then we unoffend right away.
It's like stream of consciousness and the dam broke.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, this is a time of year when people are supposed to be really friendly.
Yeah, it's crowded and people are in a hurry all over the place, I think.
In a hurry. You know what I don't like? This Black Friday thing.
Oh, that's right. That's coming up.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stay home. I went out once to see what it was like with my brother. It's madness. I don't want it anymore.
I don't know why anybody would get up at 1 o'clock in the morning or never go to bed and be excited about going shopping and conking people over the head with their pocketbooks. And these are the guys.
That
I'm
sounds
talking
fun,
about.
Actually. But you know, we also, I think we talked about this last year, is these items on Black Friday, these electronics.
Yeah.
They're specifically made for Black Friday. So you think you're getting this really nice quality product at a low price. Guess what? You're getting that quality product. If you check on the stock numbers and the model numbers, you'll see they're different than what is usually available. Look at it. Check it out. Find out yourself. Go into the store.
Yeah.
And you're just getting what you pay for. People think they're under some misapprehension that they're getting this for that. Guess what? You're getting that for that.
Well, aren't you getting like clearance items? Like, because TVs, there's like 50 models of the same everything.
Yeah. But if you think you're getting that special model that's usually $1,000 and you're getting it for $500 maybe,
then
you're getting a $500 TV.
And you're kidding yourself.
Well, yeah, but people get all excited. They're saving money and they give a present and then they feel good about themselves to give something to someone else. You know what? That really irks me. Someone is doing that to feel good about for themselves. They give someone something.
You feel like you've either conquered free enterprise or that you've satisfied something inside you that you've gotten away with something with a deal.
That, and then when you give it to someone, you're the hero. Oh, look, I gave you this. Isn't that wonderful? Look at me. It's all ego related.
But you don't tell them that you paid half price, but some people do.
Yeah.
Some
look at the deal I got.
Yeah. I have, and I'm not being...
Yes, you are. But whatever it is, you're being it. But just
tell
me
I am being it.
Okay, but you're not.
And I'm one of them, so I can be them.
Okay, good.
Because I am them, so I can comment.
That's
it's
trippy.
It's like a black person standing on stage, a black comedian talking about black jokes.
Right. Yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah.
So I'm. I got some Jewish blood in me. It was an accident.
Yeah.
It was in the lab.
It was a strange story.
The test tube fell over.
Yep.
And so I can talk about my people.
Okay.
Let my people go. Let them get out of here.
Yeah.
So
and they save money. Is it your people save money? Yeah.
Every time I run into my own kind,
right.
the conversation always somewhere within the first 5 seconds goes toward, I got a deal on this. You looking, yeah, I'm looking for a car. I got a deal on this. I got a guy who gave me a deal on. And they gloat like I know a guy. I'm special. I know a guy. I got all the ins. I got all the special connections.
Right.
And I can get a deal. I get deals.
You should call him on that and say, and then see if it really is a deal. And I bet it isn't. I bet it's a lot of talk, a lot of hot air.
It could be. There's a lot of hot air going on.
I'm thinking. And then I'd say, listen, I tried it. It's not true.
Yeah.
And then you get them right on the spot. I would do that.
You have to know how to play people, Tori.
Oh, do you?
I know how to play people.
Oh.
I mean, I'm going to...
Like an instrument? What do you mean?
Well, if people want to be played... Yes, like a violin. Ooh. like a freaking violin. If people want to be played, I'm the guy to play them. But
I'm going to remember that now. I feel like I've been warned right now.
You be careful.
Uh-oh.
I have a friend.
We all have friends. I'm asking for a friend.
No, I have a friend who constantly says, oh yeah, and what I do is I challenge him to do things that I don't want to do, and he ends up doing them. For example, let's say I wanted to I'm out of toothpaste. Let's say I was close to my friend and my friend buys toothpaste.
Okay,
I'm out of toothpaste. I don't feel like going to the store. I say I'm out of toothpaste, and I bet I can get that toothpaste from the store, and I'll be back in 2 minutes. Hell, you can. And he gets in his car and he runs down and he gets the toothpaste and he's back in 1 minute. And I didn't have to get the toothpaste. He just got it. And
it's you're a trickster using reverse psychology kind of thing.
The people that say, oh, yeah, I can do that. Let them do it. And then they did it for you.
They can't figure out that's what they just were, like a slave.
Yeah. It's like, I bet you can't rake up all those leaves in my lawn.
Oh, that's what you do with children. Children, you do that. I bet you can't clean your room in one hour.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
So they never grow up.
I can.
You can use the force on them, you're saying. Obi-Wan Kenobi?
That's how I use people. If they have these gigantic faults that they're throwing in my face, I say, well, then use it to my advantage.
Okay. All right. I see what you're doing there. You're manipulating the situation.
Yeah.
To your advantage.
Well, but the situation is presenting itself
it
to
is.
Me.
They're bragging a little bit.
Yes. So okay. I'm saying, okay, then go for
right.
it.
Right. Okay. So
that's
you're
all,
just,
that's
okay.
I'm saying. That's
I
I'm
think
saying.
That's good.
Well, I think it's great.
Yeah.
No, you thought, oh, I see what you thought. You thought that I manipulate harmless people.
No.
No, I only manipulate people that are worth manipulating.
Oh, there's so many of those.
Oh, there are.
Yeah.
Oh, I find them all over the place.
Yeah, and all.
Oh, they're jolly. To be jolly. And I don't like the holidays at all. I don't like the holiday trees. They're a pain in the ass.
Do you get one, though?
No.
Don't you get one?
No, I have a fake one.
Oh, that's right.
And I don't even want to put the fake one up. I don't even want to. Anyway, I water it with fake water. I don't even like the fake one because you have to put it in a place.
You
have to put the crap
it's
on
effort.
It.
You're putting effort into this.
Man.
You could be putting your effort into something else worthwhile, right?
You have to move stuff out of the area so you can put the tree in. And then the people that get real trees, God, what's wrong with you?
They like the smell and the feel and the atmosphere.
Buy a can of smell.
Yeah, you could.
Aroma
you could buy
crap.
Smell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Evergreen smells.
But it's tradition. It's tradition.
And it's cluttery. The decorations are cluttery. They're always cheap looking. It always looks like it just came out of the dollar store, and it probably did.
So why don't you break tradition and just not do it?
Because I can't. Because I live with people.
Oh, that's
want
right.
It.
You don't live alone.
If I lived alone, Tori,
there
wouldn't
be anything.
Be a tree inside.
You wouldn't have a couch. You wouldn't. I don't think you'd have very much. Would you?
I'd have a chair.
A recliner, probably. Yeah.
And then if somebody dropped by, I'd have a chair that was uncomfortable, so they'd leave quickly.
Yeah, folding chair. Here's a chair for you.
One of those futon things.
Ooh, futons.
Somebody invented futons in order to get guests out of their house so that they never sleep over, but they could.
Oh, yeah.
But they never
My
will.
My brother had a futon he used regularly for years. Mm. That was back in the futon years, wasn't it? You know, the grunge years or something?
Well, futons were, I mean, people slept on the floor then, so a futon to them was like a master craftsman.
Wow, okay.
But a futon is just a piece of marshmallow crap on the floor.
Right. It's like a Japanese word, isn't it?
Futon? Marshmallow crap?
No, futon.
Oh.
I think so. I think it's a Japanese, like, that their furniture must be really strange, like IKEA, like Sweden. They have weird furniture in other countries.
They're small things.
We have great, awful furniture here, though. Don't we? The plaid old couches and the...
We have gigantic furniture. Our furniture stores are like...
Sectional sofas.
Yeah, they're huge. Yeah. Our furniture in this country is huge. You can't fit it into any room in any real house.
That's true.
It's like gigantic stuff going into dollhouse-sized space. It's right. Everything. Do you ever go to Jordan's furniture there?
I get lost in there, I must say.
Yeah.
It's like a maze. I don't like it. I got lost in Macy's the other day with my mom. When you come in one door, they have, you know how many doors they have to get in and out of Macy's? You have to remember where you, I should leave breadcrumbs. I'm serious. I am not going back in that store unless I go in through the mall entrance and leave through the mall entrance.
I'll tell you a breadcrumb, very scary place.
Ooh, what?
Kia.
Yeah, I've been there too. But holy they have arrows, crap. So don't they arrows on the floor?
Doesn't matter. They don't lead you anywhere. The arrows lead you right back to where you
I smell meatballs. That whole store makes me
all
hungry.
Roads lead to meatballs.
That's what
Ikea.
I've always been told. Yeah. Since I was a small child.
So if you get lost, just follow the arrows.
The meatball smell.
It'll just bring you back to where you are. There's not one sign in that entire store that says you are here, because they don't really want you to know.
Oh, you like in malls, you are here.
Yeah.
Even malls are less complicated. And some malls, though, are kind of tricky because you're like, wait, where was I? So when I go in a mall, I like to see what store is right there in the corner. Then I can find that corner again.
Oh, yeah. But then you have to, that's kind of fun because you have to figure out, okay, if I'm here, and that's where I stay, because you don't know if it's upside down, or it's not tiltable.
I know.
So it gets
there's all
very
these
confusing.
Smelly people around me, too, you know?
I tell you what I would like to do in a mall, but I'm a little ashamed to do it. I'd like to, like...
Go to the bathroom?
Oh, that's a problem.
Wait, but I just know, I was curious, I was guessing, what you'd like to do in a mall, but you're ashamed to do in a mall. I don't know.
That could be a good answer, actually. Okay. But I'm not ashamed, I'm just too human to have to go through that. I would love to just like walk the perimeter of inside in the mall and get exercise that
people
way.
People do that, I heard.
All
I'm not
the time.
One of them. But
all
I've heard
the time.
That, yeah, but you're breathing in their germs, aren't you, when you're walking around
I
there?
I suppose, but it's in the winter, you're inside and yet you're getting a little mileage on you.
A little pneumonia.
And you can do
you.
It upstairs, you can do it downstairs.
Right.
And I see people in the malls actually wearing jogging suits. They're not jogging, but they're just walking all day. And
okay.
I kind of find that to be appealing.
Right.
Because I have one of those things that I wear in my pocket that tells me how many steps I've taken during the day.
Right.
So I know which days I'm really lazy and which days I'm kind of all right.
Okay, well, you know, I'm not going to do that for two reasons. I'm not going to walk through a mall to get exercise.
Right.
In a jogging suit. Because I'm going to look like a spectacle.
Yes, you will.
And I want to fly under the radar. I just want to get in the mall and get out of the mall.
Right.
You might see somebody you know. They'll stop and talk to you, and then you're stopping your program. I don't want those things.
You're stopping your program.
Right. So, you know what? I mean, my program of exercise. I want to be alone in a quiet room by myself to exercise where no one has to look at me.
Yeah.
Because it's a personal thing to me. When I joined a gym, there was a women's only section of the gym and then a general gym.
Yeah.
I always went into the women's section because I don't want to be looked at when I exercise.
I understand that part.
Okay? Don't look at me.
But you're not exercising when you're walking in a mall.
If I'm wearing a jogging suit and kind of look like I'm exercising.
If you're just not wearing a jogging suit. I mean, people dress so joggy suity anyway.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm talking about sweatpants or anything. I'm just talking about, you know.
Right.
To walk around like for an hour, it's interesting because you see people.
But this time of year, how are you going to walk fast? Because there's crowds.
Well, all right, well, maybe on Black Friday and on, maybe
we are,
do it
okay.
then.
But
you know,
like but. February we'll do it. Like February 12th, I'll go to the mall and do this.
Yeah, February 12th.
No, that's right before Valentine's Day. February 15th, go to the mall.
Go to the Valentine's Day mall.
right.
No, but then people are returning things. You can't go then. So you just can't do it.
I'm going to rethink this whole program.
Yeah, that's just not going to work.
It's not.
Yeah. I stay away from, did you do holiday shopping at all?
Nope.
I try not to get close to people for that reason.
Oh, actually, no, I did. I can't say I didn't. But you know what? I didn't plan on it being holiday shopping. I just thought it was out, and I said, so-and-so would like this. Mm-hmm. And then I just picked it up.
When I go holiday shopping, I buy more for myself than I do for the people.
Yeah.
I do. I see things that, because I don't shop. Guys don't say, I'm going to get in my car. I'm going to go to the mall. I'm going to go shopping.
You're right.
We don't look for clothes.
Right. You don't.
We don't do it. Women do,
right.
Usually. So men, when they do shop, they find it to be like, whoa, this is a strange feeling in my body, and there's something that I actually want. I never have the opportunity. I'm never here, and you buy it.
Right. Do you use it when you buy things? Or you just buy it and put it aside and go, I guess I didn't need it after all?
No, I use it. I only buy things that I use.
Ooh, okay.
Men are minimalists. They don't buy things that they don't use immediately almost. That's like getting a sandwich and saying, I'll have it next week. You don't do that. Eat the sandwich right there. Come on.
I do that too.
Yeah.
I eat a sandwich when I buy it.
Of course.
Yeah, that's why I'm buying it, actually. I'm probably hungry right then, so that would be silly.
Unless you were impulsive. Unless you were someplace and you saw a sandwich shop and you go, ooh.
that might happen.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it wouldn't. I wouldn't rule it out. I could put away a sandwich and for later use.
Yeah.
You know.
I do that.
Do you?
I get cravings. And then I have to have it. Did we talk about last week about Chinese food?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to say yes.
Yes. I'm going to say probably yes.
Because I don't like talking about Chinese food. So I'm going to say yes. See how I did that?
Yeah.
Hey, guess what I saw last night? I have to say this before I forget. I'm in the middle of the highway. Uh-huh. You know those little islands in the highway where people stand with signs?
Yes, sure do.
Well, in Brockton, there's one, and there's usually a guy there near the mall.
Yes.
And he was there again.
Uh-huh.
But it was daytime.
Right.
And I'm heading, you know, off the highway.
Uh-huh.
And then later I was on the same highway,
mm-hmm.
right near there.
Yeah.
Blowing my mind, okay? In the island, walking towards me, I thought was a human being that was low with no arms and legs. They were and I was freaked out.
Oh,
I think
God.
It was a dwarf.
Oh.
But why were they there in the island just walking? It was like a Jackass episode. I was just so freaked out because it was dark.
I have some questions.
Okay.
Was this person holding a sign saying I'm just walking?
Just like walking weird.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, Tori was making the motion of moving the body to and fro in order to have movement.
Yeah.
Forward. In other words, because
it was a strange kind of walking.
Well, that's the way dwarfs.
Yeah, you're right. That's so. Then, so
they
I'm convinced.
They have to propel themselves.
It was. I was convinced it was a dwarf.
But so, what was the dwarf doing on a traffic island?
Great question.
Maybe it was tattoo.
I don't know. It was so scary.
For the plane.
I was a little disturbed for a minute.
Why were you scared? why would you be scared?
Why do you see that?
Well, I don't know why you see it. Which I guess when you drink a lot, you see it.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't get a lot of sleep the night before. I'm driving.
So you're thinking maybe it didn't
I'm
exist.
I'm falling asleep. No, I know it did, but then I thought, I'm so tired right now driving. Is this really happening? I just don't want to believe it.
So maybe it never happened.
Well, if anyone's listening and knows about this and can back me up that there's a dwarf at the Westgate Mall Highway Island at night, then you know what I'm talking about. You know I'm not shining you people on. It happens.
The chances of somebody seeing a dwarf on an island at midnight.
It was only
very
like
slim.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. All right. Still,
maybe 6:30.
It was dark.
It was dark, yeah.
So you could have been seeing like a small aircraft or something. You don't know what it was.
I thought it was a person with no arms and legs. At first I thought, wow, it's like an amputee person, but they're very, because they have no legs, that's why they're so small.
Certainly.
But how were they getting around? It was freaky.
But it was moving.
Oh, yeah. I think it had to be a dwarf.
Yeah. Okay.
Just saying.
I mean.
Hey, Brockton.
I mean,
you got some of everything there.
So what you're saying is it's odd enough that on a little slit of a traffic island, you'd see any kind of person at all, much less a dwarf.
There's always a homeless dude there, too.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. With a sign.
Yeah.
Collecting money.
Did I tell you the story about the guy with the sign collecting money on that particular island that we're talking about?
I think so. What's your story?
Okay. There's a guy, there was last year, who stood on the island at the traffic light at the entrance to Westgate Mall.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a sign.
I bet it's the same guy. Go ahead.
Probably.
That's his job.
It is his job.
For real.
9 to 5.
Yeah.
So at 5 o'clock, you go, that's it. That's it. Knock it off.
This time of the season, people are feeling extra generous.
Oh, well, sure.
You know?
So he would be there every single day, and he would make sure that he wasn't completely clean shaven. You know, he didn't want to look too good.
A little scrubby,
you know?
Right.
You know, a little scrubby. And then I went to a function at a nearby cocktail lounge bar that was inside the Westgate Mall.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this particular gentleman that stands on this particular island every single day trying to stop cars and make money because the sign said he was homeless.
Yeah.
And the owner of this establishment said, that guy on the island, let me tell you about that.
Mm-hmm.
At least 2-3 times a week, he comes in here at 5 o'clock, sits down at the bar, orders a couple of drinks, and has a prime rib dinner.
According to him.
Yes, according to the owner. He owns
the makes a great
restaurant.
Story. We don't know how often he's done it. He might have done it one time and the guy remembered it. And now he's like, oh, that guy. You know what? People are funny. They tell stories.
Why are you defending the homeless guy?
I'm saying people talk.
Yeah.
And they make it, they embellish and they make stories. I'm not saying it isn't true, but you know what? I think things happen one time sometimes. And people go, oh, all the time, man. You're like this all the time, like women. You're always like this.
And they do something once. You're talking about an argument. If you're in an argument, then you do say, you know, you're talking back to me, and you talk back to me all the time, and the person says, no, I don't.
They just did it then again.
Yeah, they did it again.
Kind of, sort of. I see what you did there.
So I don't know what happens there. And telephone would be like if somebody came in and they told a story on the telephone. No, right. If they came in and they told somebody.
That's called operator. Isn't it called operator or telephone?
Telephone. It's called telephone. When I was growing up, it's called telephone.
You're right. It is. Okay. Because the story changes. We used to play it in a circle.
Yeah, we did too.
And you whisper something in someone's ear. Exactly. But you know what? Then there's always that wise guy maybe that wants to make it like all different.
That's right. You know what? I don't know if I can trust that. You're absolutely right. There was that wise guy in every single circle.
Because a monkey was on the roof and jumped off.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
You're not even funny.
Yeah. Absolutely. And the original line was, I bought a cheese sandwich today.
See?
Yeah. And then it gets back and they go,
It could be, I bought some peas and carrots. They could change it from cheese to peas. Then I'd be, you know what?
Yeah. But no, this is a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you completely. But sometimes it worked out. Sometimes it was funny and we laughed. Like when you put a pad of paper on your head and they say, draw this, and you have to draw what you think it is. And then you look it up. Oh, that's a house. You're right.
Yeah. That's stupid.
Mine were good. I could do that. I can draw on my head.
Pretty good. I can draw on paper.
I can too. But after I saw The Dwarf last night, guess what else happened? I've go down into Easton on, what's that? It's not Tory Street.
That's your street.
Yeah, but it's, yeah.
How often has someone said that to you? Every week?
I know. No.
Seriously. Don't you get sick of that?
Once in a while. It's not even spelled the same way.
Well, I know, but that's just still.
Yeah, there is a Tory Street. Yeah. That's awesome, though. Is there a Ron Drive? Ron Road?
There's a Van Damme Street in Long Island City, New York.
Oh, that's far away.
Yeah, it is.
You need one here. Well, you need to do something worth us naming a street for you.
Yeah, like I haven't done enough.
Like a boulevard, like Martin Luther King Boulevard. You're not going to do that much, like Martin Luther King. Let's be honest.
I think I've done enough. I think I'm a little tired. I'm not doing any more.
Frederick Douglass Boulevard or something. Isn't there a Brockton?
Yeah, but then you have to be like outspoken.
And go like historical. Now, what can be done historically?
Oh, I thought you have to do something hysterical.
Or that, maybe. Okay. We could try that.
Because I've done that.
Okay, you've definitely done that. Then there should be.
Yeah, there's
then,
no street.
Okay. It could be Robin Williams Street.
I think I have to
Street.
Die for it. I think
yeah,
I have to
like
die.
Like Robin Williams yeah, Street. You know what? Someday you will. That's the good news.
That's the good news.
You can have a street
What's the bad
named
news,
after you.
What's the bad news then?
You might not get that street. So make it worthwhile.
It be already taken by Bob Jones, who was hysterical, by the way.
You know, there's only one Bob Jones. We know whose street that belongs to. Yeah, he was very hysterical and historical.
He was hysterically historical. But, hey, when you were a kid, did you ever play with a Ouija board?
Oh, sure.
Were you scared? Did you believe in that stuff?
You know what? I don't know, but I didn't then probably, or I kind of tried doing it. I'm like, oh, this is kind of not working. Mm-hmm. It seems silly.
Well, I bring it up because you talked about playing telephone with 8 or 10 people and somebody's going to change the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with the Ouija
board. Oh, someone's going to move it.
Someone's going to move it.
Of course.
Somebody's going to move it.
I want to see that thing move by itself. Then exactly. I will believe it.
You're good. Okay. That's a good point. Isn't that a good point? Yeah. Because when you're holding it, you can't. It doesn't move unless you make it move.
And you know what? And if it did move with my hands on it and I wasn't doing it, I would be so terrified. I don't even know what I would do. So I'm almost glad it doesn't work. If it works, it doesn't work for me.
Yeah, it depends on the pointer. I mean, if it's in a real glidey mood,
if it starts be bopping all over the thing, yeah. I'd be and I'd run. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you think it was like spirits, evil spirits doing something?
A little bit.
Or would you think it was your grandmother saying, "Be good, Victoria"?
No, it's my grandmother.
See, I don't know.
My grandmother didn't talk to me when she was alive.
Oh.
When I was alive.
Well, that's not nice. I feel sad now.
I think she's going to open up dialogue right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hi, Grandma.
Hey, nice lady. She's not real talkative.
Oh, my grandmothers were. They loved me. They talked to me a lot.
Yeah.
I miss them.
Oh. I'm glad I could make the show real happy now. When I was a kid, we tried to contact Edgar Allan Poe. He was the only person we knew that was like scary enough to contact.
Ah.
And we swore that some things were happening, like we would hear sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And then like a week later, I went down to my basement and the basement was making the same sounds. And I found that that's because the heat was on.
Oh, you know what I mean? You scared me for a second there.
No.
Like a little mouse was running around or something. It was explainable.
It was explainable. I so much want those things to really happen.
Why?
Because it would show that there are things that exist beyond our two-dimensional
our
existence.
Realm. But then you have ghosts in your basement. What's that going to be about?
Well, no, it wouldn't be good, but it would just mean that there's other stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
It could have been a garage door opening. You never know.
You don't know what the sound is.
Lawnmower.
Everything's really explainable. It could be a lawnmower.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Everything seems to be explainable.
And that's kind of boring.
You know, that's why we do this. To make, you know, have fun and so things aren't explainable.
Yeah, that's good. Do you believe in UFOs? In aliens? I'm not talking about Mexicans.
Yeah,
I like
know.
Like real aliens.
Because I don't believe in those either. go Trump.
Go Trump.
He's in some trouble, eh?
He's always seems to be in some trouble. He never
with the Muslim
seems to be.
ID
he never
thing.
Is. He's never in trouble. No matter what he you says, know, he's not in trouble.
Well, now, you know, these military Muslims,
yeah.
the United States military, are having IDs and they're saying, hey, man, you know, look at this. And then what's he going to say to that?
The only thing I can say, I mean, everybody's going a little nuts here, and perhaps for good reason, but this is starting to remind me of a little bit of the Nazi Germany thing. And every time you say Nazi, you know, everybody gangs up on you, or you use the word.
Because it's overused, yeah.
But it's the same kind of thing where I will only accept those of my own kind.
Yeah.
And it gets a little hairy. Right, you know little Harry.
Yeah.
It's the name of a dwarf.
I like hairy guys.
Do you?
I've said that before, haven't I?
Not to me.
I definitely have. I've definitely talked about this.
On this show?
Oh, sure. What else would I talk? I don't, you know what? I don't talk anywhere else except here. You do know that.
No, I don't know that.
I don't have any friends. I don't hang out with anyone. I don't go out to eat. I don't go out for drinks. I don't have girlfriends. I'm serious. I'm quite serious right now. So if I'm talking about something, it's probably going to be here or on Facebook.
I don't recall you discussing hairy people.
Men.
Right, men.
Yes.
And I don't recall discussing it with you.
Yeah, we talked about hairy toes on women, right? Remember the hairy feet thing a long time ago? Probably over a year ago.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry, Ron. Last week was a challenge. Never mind, a year ago. Yeah,
correct.
I like men to be hairy, to be sure.
Why?
Because it's great. It's hot.
Yeah.
Men should be hairy. I'm sorry, don't shave your chest. What are you shaving your chest for? What is that even about?
Men should be hairy.
Awful shaving. Don't shave anything.
And what should women be?
Whatever they want. I don't, it doesn't matter to me.
I know, but I don't think most men want hairy women.
Well, that's their problem.
Which you're not understanding. You see, here's the thing. And have we talked about makeup before?
Yes, let's not do that. That's always talked about.
What is left to talk about with you?
I didn't finish my Tory Street story.
Okay, good. Let's go there.
Then I go to Tory Street.
Yeah.
It's dark still. There is a deer. Okay. In between, you know, in that street where there's no houses for a while, it's just like,
yes.
It's just like woods.
Yes.
So there's a deer waiting to cross the street.
Really?
He's just standing there, and I'm going, and he's literally waiting to cross the street. It was hysterical. It's because he knew he'd have to wait till I went by, and I'm like, okay.
Wow.
So that was funny. I'm like, isn't a dwarf
cool?
and a deer
yeah.
all in the same, like, hour. It was great. It was a great night.
A dwarf and a deer.
Yes. It was a great night last night. That's why I had to remember to tell you.
And a deer.
As these things are happening to him, I'm saying, wow, what a podcast. I have to remember to talk about this because, you know, what else happens to me? I'm never out doing things like this, I guess. And wow. And then I see things. I see tings.
That is, you're in the magical enchanted forest.
That was awesome, yeah.
With the deer and the unicorn and the dwarf riding the deer.
Yeah, I need the unicorn next.
Yeah.
And the leprechauns. Could have been a leprechaun. He was wearing funny pants. They were like whitish. So that's why I thought right away, it's like wintertime almost. Who wears white pants unless you're in the South right now?
Nobody.
See, it was like a circus dwarf. I'm not even sure it wasn't.
All right. What medications are you on?
You know, I told you I didn't get a lot of sleep.
Yeah, but still, you're seeing dwarfs. I mean, it's bad enough to see a dwarf walking down a traffic island. Now it's got white pants on. You're white, that specific?
Whiteish. They were bright, like whiteish. They could have had a design on them. I think they did have a design, but they were basically of whitish fabric, light fabric.
Yeah.
So it caught my eye.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
I was just, you know what? I want to go back there every night till I see it again and get a picture or ask questions. Hey, man, what's the deal with you?
Yeah.
What are you looking for, money?
Assuming
are you lost?
Assuming it's still there.
It, yeah, like it's not even...
Maybe it reached its pot of gold, he or she, right?
Yeah,
we don't even know what it is.
You know, I swear this is true. I swear. I don't know how to emphasize enough that there was a dwarf.
That
but anyway, I don't want to make this whole thing about dwarves. I mean, or little people. Are we even saying it right? I know you can't say midget,
even though
I just said it.
If you
want to
be
that.
Politically correct, it's little people.
It was definitely a little person I saw.
Yeah.
But if it would have been a child, it would have been everyone who stopped and said, oh, are you okay?
Yeah.
But everyone kind of knew it was an adult.
Did it have a big head?
I can't. It was too. I went by too fast to see.
Bad,
but I mean, I thought it was an amputee.
Yeah.
It was a fully grown person that was just littler.
Yeah, but an amputee can't walk usually.
On their knees, they'd be walking on the stumps.
Okay.
It'd be stump walking.
Oh,
that's what I thought.
That'd
it's
be
why
even
it scared
stranger.
Me.
That'd
it
be
scared
even
me.
Stranger,
I thought
even.
It was like the Hostel movie. I thought someone's all hacked apart and they're walking now. And what is this even? What am I seeing right now?
Is it called Hostel or Hostel?
I always do that. Pentecostal.
Are you?
You're right.
You're welcome, because you got me scared there for a second.
I can't say certain words. I like ramen noodles. Which one is it? Remember? I can't say.
Yeah,
ramen. It's ramen, ramen, right? Ramen.
Raymond noodles. it's ramen. Oh, that's okay. Interesting. Yeah.
There's some things I can't say.
Okay, fine. Because you're embarrassed or because you shouldn't say them?
No,
because
I don't know how.
No, come on.
I swear.
You know how.
I don't know how.
Yeah, you got to be kidding me.
I'm kidding you.
Okay.
I'm kidding you.
All right, fine.
Anyway.
Yeah, well, but you do know how because you said it.
No, but Captain always corrects me when I say hostel. Hostel? Hostel.
It's Captain, by the way.
Because he stayed in a hostel and I have not. So he knows of what he speaks, but I've only seen the movies.
When you stay in a hostel, you have to really like people.
Yeah. is that what the deal is with that? Because
you're commuting. It's, cheap, though, it's, right? It's a
communal
thing.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
I'm so bad at communal things.
Yeah.
What if
someone snores? I mean, there you go. Right away, I'm hearing snoring.
Oh, it's just the fact that you're around so many people for an extended period of time.
Yeah, but you're saving money. You're not that Jewish?
No, not when it comes. No.
Okay.
If it was like Sophie's Choice, and it was like either you stay with these people and everything is fine, or you take your chances, I would take my chance. I can't stay with people for an extended period of time. I just can't.
Maybe it's just one night.
No. No.
Okay, because the movie, yeah, you're right, because the movie will come. They'll come and drug you and take you away and sell your organs.
It's just having to be with people and not being able to escape. Okay. I can't do it.
Yeah.
That to me is like claustrophobia.
So everyone knows now your weakness. You shouldn't tell people your weaknesses, man, because now they can kidnap you and throw you in a hostel. Hostel?
Yeah. Yeah, they could.
See?
Yeah.
And I don't like telling people my weaknesses because then they can use them against you.
Maybe I'm bluffing.
I don't think so. You've talked about this before. I don't like the smell of freshly cut grass. That makes me so I cannot breathe even. So I don't like to tell people that, although I just did. That's my weakness.
So
don't get me around fresh cut grass.
So you think I'm going to kidnap you and put you in grass?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That would be. Or spiders. The grass spiders. I'm afraid of heights and I'm claustrophobic. They could put me in a little box really up high with grass and spiders. I would not even make it 10 minutes.
I'm also afraid of heights. I've been to the top of the Empire State Building and things like that, and I can't do it. I'm drawn toward the end for some reason.
I'm drawn away from the end. I won't even look over the edge. Look over the edge. I said I don't want to see the edge.
I can't do it. I can't sit in the first row of a balcony.
Oh, yeah.
For the same reason.
Okay.
I just, my mind immediately says, what if you lean forward too far? And then I start going crazy.
Well, you know, they've done experiments with that, with babies that can crawl, and they've put plexiglass across.
Yes.
So that they could look, they would be totally safe if they went, but they stop and they, so it's almost instinctual.
Sure, it's
that they
got
see
to be.
That there's nothing and they don't trust it.
Yeah. But what is it? American Indians, I think it is, were used to build the Empire State Building and other things. They could just like walk the girders like acrobats and it doesn't bother them. And they used to, I guess maybe because they lived in mountains, but I don't think they had to.
Yeah, I didn't hear that, but I believe that probably is.
But
is
they true. Have some affinity toward or non-affinity.
That's
they're
good.
Able
then.
To do that.
My grandfather was like that, but it didn't. My mother said it doesn't. Your grandfather wasn't afraid of heights at all. He walked in these wires and things. And
really?
I said. So she's confused why I am. I said, Mom, I don't think it's hereditary, or is
no,
it?
No, nothing is.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I don't believe in family trees. May I change the subject to family trees?
Okay.
May I
can. Yes.
Do you believe in the family tree? In other words, if someone said, Tori, here's a gift certificate and you can find out who your ancestors,
oh yeah, I've done
were.
That a little bit. I'm a little interested.
Do you really?
Kinda,
why?
Sorta,
why,
yeah.
Why would it matter?
Because it would be cool if you were like, your relative was like royalty, wouldn't he? Or like a,
no,
or
it wouldn't
something.
Be cool because then, you know what, here's what happens. Let's say I'm Ron.
Okay. Just for today.
Just for now. Just for this example. And I do this ancestry.com, whatever the thing is, and I find out that my great-great-great-great-great-great-great not-so-wonderful grandfather was a dentist. And then I say to myself, that's why I brush so often.
Oh, I see. People would tie it together.
That's all they're looking to do.
I see.
They're not looking to find out if they have an affinity toward breast cancer or something like from
A medical reason, which would be legitimate.
That might be legitimate. but it's not. It's just.
But some people do it for that reason, I'm sure. They don't go back all that way, but they go back enough to see maybe there's something in their gene pool that might be bad, right? Most people do that.
But if let's say your great 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 grandfather was Jack the Ripper.
That'd be bad news. I don't want
to
know. But that, right?
Would that mean that you are destined to mass murder people? Right. That it's in your blood?
Good question. I'd say no, but it'd be like a stigma, though. I'd be like, oh, I don't want to be related to him.
That's why it's so stupid, because there's absolutely no connection whatsoever. If you go back just two generations, there's nothing there at all.
Right, but I think it's interesting.
But for what? But why
just
is it interesting?
Just to know what my relatives did.
Why isn't it just as interesting to find out that my neighbors across the street, that their sister serves ice cream at Dairy Queen?
Not interesting. I want to find things that are interesting about people.
How do you know that that's not the case in your family, that maybe one of your ancestors actually served ice cream?
That's nothing I really care
then
about.
Then you would say to yourself, that's why I like ice cream so much.
Yeah, I don't even do those things. You know me better than that. Yes, I wouldn't do that. I just think it's interesting to find if somebody was like sailed a boat across the ocean, like to discover a new land, like Magellan. I don't know. I would like to know that.
What bearing would that possibly have on you?
It'd just be interesting.
I don't understand.
I could tell people that. I would say, hey, guess what? My great-great ancestor sailed with Magellan.
And guess what my response would be?
What?
Who cares?
Because that's a rude response.
Were you on the boat? What difference does it make?
Wouldn't they say that's cool? They just say that's cool and get on with their life. They don't have to.
But why
say
would it be? Why would it be cooler than somebody being Magellan to somebody else's great-great-granddaughter? Why would that have any bearing on you whatsoever?
It might not, but it's just a cool story to tell. And when you say things like big deal, I don't care. People that say that, I don't like that. I never say big deal to anybody, because it's a rude thing to say to people, big deal.
But it really is a big deal.
I know. Those words I never say because they're rude. I have other words that I'm rude I say.
Why do you say other words?
I don't know. In the situation, I might need to. But I mean, if someone's telling me a cool story, why would I say big deal? You know, that doesn't matter.
I would never say it to their
face.
Around and say it quietly.
right. You tell me. We'd podcast about it.
Yeah.
Like we're doing now.
Yeah. So I'm still saying it.
Yeah, technically.
Because I do believe it. I really don't believe it's a big deal.
I know you don't believe it. Hey, you sent me a text today. And I just wanted to say, it was very funny. I got to say.
Oh,
one word. You said yes. That's all.
Did you know why?
Yes. And I figured it out. And you know what? This is great. It said sent from my car or something. I won't say what kind of car. But it was your car. And I thought, you're just speaking into it. You have a fancy car where you can go, yes, and it translates to me.
No, it's not even that.
What is it?
If I could speak into my car, then I would say, yes, Tori, that is wonderful. So that's what the text would be.
You're right. Yeah. I'm sorry.
My car has a screen on it.
Okay.
And when a text comes in.
Yes or no? Yes, no, maybe?
Exactly. It has 10 pre-programmed responses. And all you hit the touch screen.
Oh, how lazy of you.
And it's yes, no, be there in half an hour.
No way.
I don't know. It's like
text things. Remember, there always used to be a pre-thing on your phone to send back?
But when you're driving, you know, all you got to do is just hit one of these buttons and whatever may come close.
I never would have known, except for the bottom was that little footnote about it?
Yes,
where it came from. Yes. I was fascinated. Yeah.
No, I didn't speak into it. I don't know if I have that ability to do that.
I thought, listen, isn't Ron fancy? So I said to Captain what kind of car it was, and he asked if it was a marquee. So I said, oh, no. Because that's for old people. We already talked about that once.
That's correct. That would be something my ancestors would drive.
We've gone full circle.
Yeah, big deal. Big deal. So they drove a marquee.
Well, his mother had one. She was selling, and he thought I could buy it. And I said, I don't want to own a marquee. I've had a marquee. They're for old people.
Yeah.
But he said, it's a great car. I said, yeah, I know. Sure better than what I've got. But then I am old. I officially become old driving a Mercury marquee. I can't do that anymore. The only old people drive them. I'm so serious about that. Look, next time you see a Mercury Marquis, look in this. Who's he who's driving?
Okay.
Telling you.
Uh-huh.
AARP has to be.
Well.
What does that mean?
You know when you can join AARP.
When you're 50.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
Well, yeah, it's true. That's why. That's why you heard it.
Telephone. I heard that was true. That didn't get translated wrong. Okay.
That's absolutely true, though.
That's wonderful.
And then they have communities now, which are only
55 and up.
Yeah, and 55 is not.
So that's old.
It's not old enough to have to live in a community.
I don't know now.
The only thing I like about those things is that they don't allow children. And I figure, all right, you got that part down pretty good.
What about pets? I think they allow pets.
I think they allow pets.
I think you have to have a pet, actually.
You really have to.
I see nothing but pets there.
Right. It's a good thing to have a
companion.
Pet.
You need a companion.
When you get older, it's a good thing. It gives you reason.
Yes.
To care for something and to get up in the morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason. So you better hang on to that pet for dear life.
That's the only
reason. Because that is what's keeping you alive,
that's
man.
That's the only reason.
I know people, when their dogs die, they go get another one right away because they're like, they're in a world of hurt.
Correct.
They've got to fix that.
Correct.
They grieve. They get another one to stop the grieving.
Yes. Do we do that with people?
Some people definitely do.
That fast? I got to get another one now?
Best way to get over one man is to get under another one. And I didn't make that up, by the way.
Yeah.
I think that was Mae West.
Yeah.
Maybe not. But, you know, you get the idea.
Mae West would say that because that's a line. I don't know if she actually did it.
She might have lived that way, didn't she?
I don't know.
She did.
I don't know if that was that or an
Let's
act.
Let's just say she did.
Okay. We don't know.
We can't know now.
We don't know now. I don't know whose ancestor she is, but they don't know either.
Come up and see me sometime. Yeah. Did she ever even say that? Like Jimmy Cagney never said, you dirty rat. That was like a myth. You dirty rat. That was never said.
It was never said.
See,
isn't that interesting?
Thing.
Isn't it interesting? Yes. Yes. You're absolutely right.
I know. That's why I said it.
Yeah. No, Mae West was basically, these days, would be a whore. Right,
well, she'd be like Nicki Minaj, probably. Don't you think?
Yeah, I don't follow that. I don't follow that Minaj stuff.
Okay.
I thought it was Manage.
Hostel.
I thought it was Nike Manage. I didn't know. I don't follow it.
Nike Manage, yeah. That's a good one. Let's trademark that right now.
Yeah, well, she should.
You know what else happened?
Mm-mm.
I can do this.
Oh, look at that.
Isn't that cool?
Look at that, everybody.
I know. Can you see that?
Can I describe what you're doing?
Yep, describe what I'm doing.
Do the best I can. I'm not a sports announcer.
I'll do it again. Here. What am I doing?
She's making believe that there is an invisible thread that runs from her cheek to the top of her lip. And when she pulls on it, the top of her lip and her cheek move at the same time. So it looks like
it's a little talent, right? Hidden talent.
It's very nice.
And you know what I found out? To go like this, Captain can do it on this side, and I can't. And when he tries to do it on the right side, he does this.
Oh,
we both have this ability, but he's left-handed.
So you can only do it on the side of your... Let me try now. Let me try to do it on the side of my left side of my face.
Yeah.
All right. And right side. Not as much. You're absolutely right.
See?
Now, I'm right-handed. Are you right-handed?
Yes.
And you can do it on your... But you can do it on your right.
Only my right. Only my right side. Since I was a kid.
I can do it only on my left, but I'm
right-handed. Since I was a child. I would used to do it in church to make people laugh like around me in the pew.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody at home, here's what you do. Try to move your cheek and your upper lip
it's
on
like
one
Elvis,
side.
It's an Elvis sneer.
Do the Elvis sneer and see if you can only do it on one side of your face or better on one side than you can on the other. It's not an ambidextrous
apparently not.
Kind of action.
Not for me, not for Captain,
very
not
interesting.
For you.
I can't do it either.
Okay.
Maybe if I were, what do they call it, bifocal? What do you call it there?
Bisexual?
The limber
thing. The second
time
I've used that word today, by
What's
the way.
The limber thing where you can move your joint? Double jointed.
Double jointed,
yeah.
Okay.
Why did I say bi? I don't know where bi is coming from.
No, bi jointed.
Yeah.
So I'll show people on the cable show when I ever do it again.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm doing. If you want to tune in.
Well, we might never see it.
Yeah, in December. I'll be back in December with my Santa suit on.
After a short vacation.
Short vacation. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Thanksgiving. We do it on Thursdays, people. Yeah. And Thursdays is always Thanksgiving for some odd reason.
Well-needed rest.
Can't do it on a Friday.
Yeah,
have to do it on Thursday.
How come that is? Why does it have to be
Thursday?
Thirsty
Thursday. I don't know. Because that was when the pilgrims landed all those many hundreds of years ago.
They didn't land, though.
they didn't land.
That's like playing telephone. They never landed.
I know. I'm just being funny again. They never landed. They flew around for a while.
No, they never landed on this continent. I mean, are you talking about Columbus or just the pilgrims in general?
The pilgrims. Isn't that why we do Thanksgiving? Because of the pilgrims who accepted refugees? Because they were refugees accepted in America?
Yeah, how'd that work
and
out?
Now,
but look what happened. So maybe that's a good argument not to take them in. Yeah.
You see?
Yeah, look what happened now.
Yeah, the pilgrims took over.
Yeah, good idea, Indians.
Yeah, see? Yeah. It's perfectly safe.
Yeah, you should have built a wall like somebody suggested.
Yeah, don't let any pilgrims in here.
Right.
Look what happened now. Where are you now? You're in casinos. You're on your reservations.
In this,
all alcoholics.
Interesting. You know, there was a Donald Trump Indian, and...
That's a plant.
No.
They found some guy.
There was an Indian, and he wanted to build a wall, but they let the...
the Pilgrims Inn, and now Donald Trump runs casinos.
Oh, I thought you meant there's an Indian that liked Donald Trump.
No. Well, see, that's what I said.
He's a plant.
But it's just interesting that, Donald went into the casino business.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. And some people also say he's the Antichrist.
I think he is.
Yeah, see, there's a growing movement.
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he knows he is. He's been anointed as one of the many who are Antichrist. The rest would be the Republicans, but he has been anointed as an Antichrist because what he does is he alienates people in a cult-like fashion.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Sounds like you're placating me.
No, I agree. There's something cultish going on because the people that like him and support him, it's like a brainwashing maybe because they want change in the country, and they think he's going to give change, but it's not the right kind, and they're just so deluded about it.
Yeah. It's almost like Donald Trump could walk up to one of his supporters and says, "Your mother sucks my dick every morning," and the supporter would say, "Okay, she probably does
and
then."
Yeah, it's a real weird thing.
I mean,
and maybe not that extreme, but I know what you're talking
about.
Anything
wrong.
He says what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Then you're thinking, what are you thinking?
Well, not only that, but you can't have someone do what you're thinking run the place. And it's just.
Yeah. I mean, he might run his world fine, his casino world and his hotel world. And you know what? Good.
Yeah.
Do that. Nobody's saying you shouldn't do that.
No, but the consequences of him, he went bankrupt. Like three, four times. Of course, he says he never went bankrupt. The companies did. I guess that's true.
Companies, corporations are people.
Yeah. Well, I don't want the country to go bankrupt, though. Yeah, so that's not a good.
No.
Yet he's a great businessman.
I think that covers my thing.
That's it for you?
That's it for me. Mm. I had a few things.
Did rather well today.
Did we?
Let me ask you something personality wise.
Okay.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Okay.
I don't understand the vanilla thing.
Oh, you know, what else were we going to talk about, though? Remember? There was something.
Oh, I have no idea.
No, that was like less than an hour ago. Really?
Yeah, but I mean, come on.
Oh, I know. Wait, do I know about something? Remember?
Oh, it was about something. No.
About choices, how we feel, about... And then I said, let's save it. This will make a good podcast. And we went, yes. And you know what? I didn't put a pen to paper. That was my first problem. If I don't write things down, Ron, is that how it is for you?
Oh, hello.
I mean,
do you know who I am?
I know. So why is that?
I'm
we're
totally
young.
Like that.
Are we old yet? I think we're old then. That means we're very old.
No, I think that.
What does that mean?
I think I've been told that I always did that.
Mm-hmm.
And that it hasn't gotten better, it hasn't gotten worse. It's just that I think it's because of age because. But it's not. It never was.
It's snot.
It's snot.
Tastes like candy, but it's snot. It's not. You know, every time someone says it's not now, that song just leaps, little tune, whatever is that saying, leaps in my mind.
Well, sure. Now you're like totally
it's
brainwashed.
It's ruined. It's totally been ruined.
You're done.
Please, no one say it's not to me unless you can definitely separate the words more.
It is snot.
That didn't help.
It for sure is.
You're doing it wrong.
It for sure is not.
Well, I'll probably think of it later and then text myself like I normally do when I think
and
of something.
Write it down for next time.
I text myself. I have to text myself all the time.
I do that sometimes myself. Well, you don't have the app to take notes then, do you?
I've heard this one. What year is this again? I got to get on board with that.
No, I mean, it's fine. Because there are ways to do things when you don't have to use a smartphone. You need to be a smart person.
Well, I'm not that. I mean, I am and I'm not. I'm. You know what? Sometimes I'm a little scatterbrained. I got to admit. So.
You know, this day and age, I was talking about it on the podcast earlier. I think I was. I don't know if it's this show or some other show. I have no idea.
Right.
But that everybody is branded as not being normal. And I talked about.
Was it normal? Remember that was, you're on the right track. Remember you said normal or
normal,
not normal.
Normal.
Yes. We're getting around it now. That word normal came up. He's like, maybe everybody's normal or does everybody do that?
Okay, now what in vain was that?
Yes.
Oh,
we're
man. Okay,
we're
it was
so
about
close.
That. It was about
we're
that.
We're close. We're close to remembering people if you're not catching on.
Who's talking when it came up?
I brought up something.
And then I said something.
Exactly.
And then we
that's
got
how
into
conversations
normal,
happen.
Normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good conversations, but not all of them. I don't know.
Ooh.
I must say I don't know.
Ooh. Okay.
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, all right. Well, you got the category. It's like that's the category,
that's the
Alex.
Category.
Yeah, but I don't
200.
Know. Right. But I don't know what the question is, and I don't know the answer.
I don't want to go for more than 200 because I might get it wrong and lose money.
Got the category. Don't know what the question or the answer is.
Yeah.
But it's somewhere.
About being normal, and most people are not normal, then maybe that's the normal, remember?
That's what it was, but it was more than that.
It was more than that.
Something specifically.
I wonder if everyone's tuned out by now. I would have probably listening to this, huh?
Probably.
Change the podcast channel.
Well, unless I was really tired.
Yeah, but people just put it on and then they do work and they don't listen to us really. They catch a word here and there.
Hey, here's a question for you.
Okay.
They make melatonin if you want to kind of relax and get very
sleepy. Sure.
Yeah. Why don't they make tryptophan in pills?
Oh,
yeah. Tryptophan
pills? It's tryptophan. What do you keep saying?
Tryptophan.
Sounds like you got
I have a list.
You got some Novocaine there. Went to the dentist. That's your great-great-great-great-grandfather.
It doesn't really matter.
I remember that.
I'm not a dentist.
I'm on the ball sometimes.
Yeah.
But.
Because that was like 10 minutes ago.
Still.
Other thing was like at least an hour.
Yeah. What is that about? Tryptophan? Well, you just eat turkey. Everything should be natural, right? Melatonin, go out in the sun.
True. But does the sun make you tired? Go out in the sun with a turkey in your lap. You'll fall asleep immediately.
Have a turkey sandwich as you're sunbathing.
As you're sunbathing. It'll be so relaxing. So relaxing.
That's the secret, everyone. You're welcome.
It only took an hour to get
the
there, but
life.
We did it.
Sunbathing, eating a turkey sandwich, and you know what? Your troubles will be behind
you. It's been exposed.
Have a cookie. And then everything will be right as rain.
That's right.
Some of you know what I'm saying.
No, I have no idea.
No.
Okay. Hey, well, it's been a long time since we started, so I think that's it.
47 minutes?
Holy crap.
Am I close?
You're very close. It just ticked was 49.
Okay.
So that's like really good.
I don't know how I do this. Yet I can't remember what we talked about.
Tori's got an amazing ability, and it has nothing to do with baking or anything like
that. My face.
Right. Don't show people that a lot, by the way.
It's disturbing, isn't it?
Yeah, just a couple of times. It's fine.
What about this one? Watch this one, Ron.
Oh, now Tori is taking she's opening her eyes wide and her eyeballs are going in different directions.
You're like, looking away.
But they're not going in the same direction.
Can you do that one?
No, I can't even try because I'm afraid. My mother said when I did things like that,
your eyes would stay
that way. And then,
and your palm would get hairy.
Yeah, and I got a show I want to watch later. So that show wasn't on. I try it, but I don't want to do it right now.
I can do these things on cable if anyone wants to watch me do them.
All right, maybe we'll do a freak show next time you're on cable.
Give me a little headache, and I'm okay now.
Give me a little headache. I'm surprised you can still see it all. How many fingers am I holding up?
Three hands? I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Hey, look, there goes a dwarf.
That was disturbing.
Yeah.
People. You know, so you know, if you're out there, Westgate Mall Island, look for it.
Westgate Mall Island. Sounds like a Polynesian restaurant.
Pacific Hut. Yeah. The poo-poo platter.
You know why I love to go to those places? They used to have a Polynesian restaurant in Brockton. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
And it was great because they used to take those stupid little umbrellas.
Oh, yeah.
And they put them into drinks.
Yeah, you thought you'd be fancy.
For some reason, it
transcended you to another time and place.
It really did put me on an island somewhere where there are dwarfs all over the place and turkeys.
I don't know about that island, but you know, that's a scary island.
Turkeys and things. And that was so nice.
You know, we always start out slow and big.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah.
So just hang, stick with us, people, because you know what? You're just listening, and at the end, it's going to pay off.
We should just run the show backwards.
We should. Or just edit the first 40 minutes out, and then keep the 10 minutes.
Okay. Well, it could take forever to produce a show then.
Never mind. It's fine. It's okay.
Yeah. All right. All right, Tori. Now, down to the within a minute, because it hasn't been that long. How long
52?
Since
52?
Yeah. You're in there. It's 51:40.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Well, we just talked about it a minute ago, so I had a little head start.
It was more than a minute ago.
Okay. All right. Well, I like how you keep quizzing me.
I distracted
you
with
did.
Conversation.
You did. You were trying. I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice try, Ron. Harder. Google harder.
All right. One more time. Let's see what happens. There's a bus traveling from New York to San Francisco. The bus,
Did it cost? How much is that trip?
That's not what the question is.
Okay.
There are 10 people on the bus when they get on the bus in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go to Boston. 2 people get off the bus. 8 people get on.
Mm-hmm.
Bus travels to Charleston, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
2 people get off. Nobody gets on.
Mm-hmm.
They go to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
3 people get off.
Mm-hmm.
6 people get on.
Mm-hmm.
Then nonstop to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
How many stops did the bus make?
I was guess counting the people.
I know. That's the
17 people.
I know.
Damn it.
You got
me again, right?
Yeah, see, that's it. Okay, now.
Eight, 6 stops, I don't know.
Now, within a minute,
mm-hmm.
how long since we started the show?
54.
Oh, I screwed you up with the joke.
Because it's 53, probably.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but yeah. I knew. Yeah. As soon as I said, oh, I'm like, yeah, it's 53 then.
Because you knew that all the time.
Because of the minute, it was less than a minute.
Yeah, you were just overshooting.
I was jiving you. Right,
you jive me. Turkey. You knew it all the time. You jive me.
Yeah, have a jive turkey sandwich.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
Sounds like it's got like hot sauce in it.
Something from the 70s. No one says that anymore anyway. You jiving me?
No, they don't. Well, it all changes.
You're joking. Yeah. People don't know. I'm just hipping you, people. Yeah. Now.
Okay. We're out of time.
Like shine on. You're going to, like a snow job. That's what I had last night. I said, no, that's what I had last night, a snow job. That's what I talked about with my son. I said, hey, James, that's, not, you know, the expression snow job, he never heard of it. And he's like 23.
Yeah.
Like they used to say that when you would like over compliment someone, like, oh, you're so handsome and so smart and all these things. Wow, that was quite the snow job. Kids today don't know what that is.
You know, that's the only reason why an older person can't date a younger person, whether it be male or female.
It's the language.
It's the generation experience. Right. Mm-hmm. They can get along so well if they're like 20, 25, 30 years apart.
Okay.
They can laugh and groove and stuff. But then when the guy says, yeah, that's just like the Beatles, and the other person goes, who?
That's because Beatles are like an insect to them.
That's where it would fall apart. So it's a generational thing. It's not the actual marriage of two souls and two minds.
That's why I have to keep up on Justin Bieber. As much as I might not want to, and you should too.
And you got a thing about him.
No, I don't. I just like one of his songs right now.
Yeah.
But I like Adele's songs more. Like she has a song, Sorry Now.
Yeah.
It's really catchy.
I need to change my name so it's just one name.
Or is it Hello? Maybe her song's called Hello.
Well, I don't really. It's not.
Is it Hello or Sorry Now? No, his song is Sorry. Justin Bieber's.
His life is Sorry.
He's so funny. I don't care. Back to what I was saying.
Hello, that's Sorry. Sorry, Hello.
Good one.
I can't take Justin Bieber. I can't look at him. I can't. I can't listen to him.
I can't even do it.
You're
afraid of heights and Justin Bieber, so you're going to be up high with Justin Bieber. You'd die.
Oh, I would die. I'd just jump and say, what the fuck, it's over.
I know, right?
That's it. All right. Have yourselves a wonderful day. Tori LaGuard, ladies and gentlemen, give it up.
Peace out.
Peace out.